about. Nog nog. Little Christmas humor.
That's the nog from eggnog used in place of knock.
I stand corrected. You loved it.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy.
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
Ashley, we're trying to do an interview here. Shut up. Hey, it's Kevin and Bean. Moments after Miss Devil December 2015 has been crowned. We are here at the Slide Bar in Fullerton with our winner who will be part of the Kevin and Bean family for the next 12 months. Ashley, how you feeling?
Amazing.
Didn't it sound like she was going to say something else?
It did, but she's limited like I am when she drinks, I think.
Ashley, do you remember anything that's happened here this morning?
Not a part.
Talk into the microphone, please.
Not a part.
What are you looking forward to about being Miss Devil December?
America!
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
I'm extremely hairy.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
Oh, I find that hard to believe.
Roll another one.
My penis is so confused.
Just like the other. This one seems to be about to quit.
I like you. You're pretty.
And I need another hit.
It's our time to shine. 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 It's our time to shine.
Let's shine.
Corbin Burnson.
Roll another one.
This isn't your grandmother's Christmas party.
Just like the other one.
Why can't people marry dogs?
This one seems to be about to end.
I don't know. I mean, I guess it's okay.
I don't have another cent.
Thank you, Ryan, very much. Really good to be back with you again this year.
We are good at bad. I'll give us that. I'll give us that.
Just pass it around.
Milo, don't walk all over the chicken.
Truly honored to be here today.
And now,
the only way to make things right is to do the worst, most awful thing imaginable.
Dip your penis in vinegar.
What? No. Why would you say that?
Our feature presentation.
Oh my God, it's raining!
Get that out of the way.
Yeah.
Morning, everybody. Brand new Kevin and Bean Show. It's Friday. It's the 12th of double December.
It's an actual legitimate Southern California storm for once.
How about that?
It's not just a third of an inch where people freak out. It's actual like mudslides and flash flood warnings and
power outages.
Power outages, yeah.
Yeah.
It's going to be a good day on the roads.
Yep.
How was it for y'all coming in?
I had to go slow. There were some pretty big areas of standing water and you could easily hydroplane, but it was okay.
I live by the Kevin and Bean rule, which is you leave late, you drive fastest, right. So you're on the road a less amount of time.
You'll die by the Kevin and Bean rule too, but that's okay.
Because you were on the road for 30 minutes, Kevin was on the road for 18, so
right.
Who's
right.
more likely to get into an accident?
You.
Kevin.
Because no, you're out on the road so much longer.
We're going to have to agree to disagree.
Yeah, right. I guess so.
On that one.
How'd you enjoy going to sleep to the sound of rain outside? Some people love that. Some people it's distracting and they can't sleep.
Yeah, it doesn't bother me either way.
As long as
it's not too loud, you know.
I like it.
Yeah.
It's the wind that keeps me awake because the house falls apart.
Yeah.
I did come into the living room this morning and find quite a bit of water.
Yes.
There was a band that went through around 3:30 that really pounded the house, and apparently that window couldn't take it.
Oh, good. So, the window just said, F it.
Yeah.
I'm out.
Pretty much.
And you had water come in the living room?
Yeah.
Dude,
yeah.
That's no bueno.
No, not good at all. But usually I don't think the water heads that direction and that hard, so.
Exactly.
It'll probably be okay.
Well, I'm glad everybody's okay. When's all this nonsense supposed to end? Lisa, you're the weather lady.
I'm not, but it's supposed to more or less taper off this afternoon.
All right. Mission accomplished. Here's a story to get us started before we get into today's questionably good Kevin and Bean show, but I think it'll go okay. Here's a new reality TV show that is going to debut in, I want to say, January, maybe? It's on A&E, and it's called 8 Minutes. Have you guys heard about this?
I have not.
No.
8 Minutes.
A longtime police officer in Orange County is now retired and is a minister. He has a church, has a congregation. And one of the things that really upset him when he was working law enforcement is arresting prostitutes instead of helping them.
Okay.
So for 20 years, he arrested these women, and now he's tried to figure out a way to help them. So he's putting on TV something that he's been doing anyway, which is to book a session with a prostitute, and then when you get there, try to talk them out of the life.
Well,
you better have some good options for him.
He does have some good options, as a matter of fact, Lisa. I mean, he's basically running a safe house is what he's doing. He is looking for women in particular who want to leave prostitution, but he's keeping his eyes peeled for women who are being forced into prostitution, people who are being held against their will or are only doing it because they're afraid their pimps are going to come after them or they're going to be hurt. He looks for, you know, things like makeup covering bruises. He looks for women who are scared. If somebody says, I'm doing this of my own free will and this is what I want to do, he says, please enjoy, and leaves. But if he senses it all or they tell him that they want to get out of the life, he's got a network in place to get him out of state, to get him help, to get him drug rehab,
wow,
to get him counseling, and try to help him find a job.
A new car!
And possibly a new car.
That's kind of awesome.
Look, I'm all against anyone who's ever tried to talk a woman out of wanting to have sex. But if they're there, I mean, if they're, you know, being held against their will and they're just doing it because they're afraid they're going to get beat up, I guess I'll allow it.
Wow, that's nice of you. what does the 8 minutes refer to?
The 8 minutes refers to how that's an artificial deadline that he has established to give himself to talk her out of it, because he says within that time period, she can go back to the pimp and say, oh, I got a bad feeling about him, so I axed the deal.
Oh.
I didn't go through with it, because if it takes longer than that, then the pimp says, hey, where's the money?
Oh,
you know
I
what
see.
I mean?
All right.
Which doesn't explain why the cop just isn't paying her, by the way. The cop can just pay her and take as much time as he needs. But maybe 8 minutes also works in the context of where commercial breaks fall on a TV series.
So you're saying it's not completely altruistic?
I don't know. I think it seems like the fastest
talker in the world? Because that would help with 8 minutes.
It seems like it would be very helpful for the woman if, like, for instance, in this interview in Entertainment Weekly, what has the reaction been when the women are presented with the surprise? He says, it is varied. Women have burst into tears and said, I've been waiting for someone to offer me a path out. I've had women who say, I'm doing what I'm doing and I'm not doing anything else, and they decline. No one has ever been angry. No one has ever resented being offered the opportunity to leave the life that's so hard, so violent, and so dangerous. But I think it's kind of fascinating. You know, he even says to the girls, you know, even if they say, no, everything's fine, he says, look, I've talked to a lot of prostitutes in my life who say at some point it's fine, but then it ends up going bad. I've seen girls get murdered. I've seen, you know, it turn into something completely different. I just want you to know I'm here. And even if you don't want my help today, please take my number. And if you ever change your mind and you want to get out of the life, call and we'll be here for you.
Huh.
He says his success rate is about 50-50, but
the TV show is pretty high.
Yeah.
It is pretty high. Yeah, the TV show is going to be on A&E, and it debuts after the first of the year. If you want to keep your eyes peeled for it, it is called 8 Minutes, and I just thought it sounded fascinating. It's from an executive producer who's got a pretty legitimate track record. You know, he's an extreme makeover in some of the other shows.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, there you go.
That sounds interesting. He's actually changing lives.
He's trying to.
Yeah, I'm impressed.
All right. Let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean Show, shall we?
You're still able to hear yourself when you speak, right?
Unfortunately. Yes, we're going to do a countdown the top 10 Internet Roundup videos of the year.
Oh, all right.
Quite a spirited debate, if I could call it that, in the office the other day, or yesterday, I should say.
Yeah.
We're going to talk about breaking up with somebody at the holidays.
That's rough.
It happens.
All the time.
Beats by a Christmas present.
But it sort of seems like if you're in a relationship on December 1st, you're kind of stuck till January 1st, aren't
you?
Sort of.
Well,
I mean, but then you're breaking up right before Valentine's Day.
Yeah, that's fine. I don't know.
You can't avoid all the holidays.
We'll have to clarify what our rules are, but this to me just seems like that seems like a bad plan.
Yeah.
RJ Bell?
Hey, you're saying December 1st, by the way. A lot of people start to get the jitters even earlier than that because of Thanksgiving.
Oh, sure.
Because they got plans for Thanksgiving, and they don't want to screw that up by breaking up. They feel, I'll just get through Thanksgiving. Oh, now I got to get through Christmas. Oh, now I got to wait for New Year's. I mean, you could end up being in 2 months of a relationship that you're dying to get out of just because of the calendar.
Well, it's a rough time of year, man. Got to do what you got to do. RJ Bell in Vegas with his picks for week 15 of the NFL.
Okay.
Loser.
Arizona Cardinals won last night. I don't know if anybody saw that. That was maybe one of the most boring games ever.
Oh, really?
It was all field goals.
All they do is win, man.
They're winning. They sure are boring for an 11-3 team, but they are winning. Kevin Smith will be here.
Yes.
Writer, director, actor, friend of the show.
Mm-hmm.
And we've got the movie beat because it is Friday, and we've got your tickets for the 25th annual K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas, which is tomorrow and the day after tomorrow. It's already here. This is your final day to win those tickets. We'll take a break. We'll come back with the showbiz beat next. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. It's Kevin and Bean Show at 5:53.
Ralph Garman swims his way up to the microphone for our first look at the showbiz beat here on a Friday morning, Kevin and Bean Show. Hey, Ralph.
Drowning. I'm drowning. How to throw me a life, throw me a life raft.
Dave was just telling us he woke up in a puddle today.
Yeah, well, that's when you get drunk and you drink a lot of water.
I don't think he needs a bed.
He needs a diaper.
You don't get out of bed in the middle of the night.
It was coming in from the outside, I think.
I think it was coming out from the inside.
Well, maybe he should check that.
Hey, if you're still looking for Christmas presents, it's December 12th. You know, you got to get on this.
Right.
If you want to make your friends and family happy. Here is the ideal gift. I recommend it highly. You can pick it up for just $15 at the J&D Foods website. It is Naked Bacon Cooking Armor.
Naked Bacon Cooking Armor.
That's right. It's just what it sounds like. It is protective wear for those people who like to cook bacon while they're naked.
Why would somebody want to do that?
It covers your groin region with a hard, grease-resistant plastic shell that's covered in foam, and it's a groin protector for the twigs and berries while you're cooking up your bacon naked in the morning. So, get one.
Huh.
Take care of yourself. Take care of your penis. It'll take care of you, fellas. Okay? God bless.
Maybe just an apron would do the same thing.
Well, right? You know, clothing.
Or clothing, yeah. It'd be another way.
I'm saying when you're making
so
your food.
So uptight, man.
When you're making your food.
You squares, man. You live in Squaresville, daddy-o.
Just seems unsanitary to cook naked. I don't know.
Well, you don't dip your bits in the pan. You don't put it on the plate.
All right.
Just nude, man. Why so uptight? Why are you afraid of what God gave us?
Gift for being...
Let's all get naked right now and do the show nude.
Let's not.
Hey, Ralph's the only one who has been naked on the air here at K-Rock.
It's true. So square, man. So Squaresville, daddy-o. Another day, another... Added to the long list of women who have accused Bill Cosby of assault.
Wow.
This one is another completely dependable woman. Beverly Johnson. Supermodel Beverly Johnson. There was a time, boys and girls, in the 70s and 80s where she was one of the biggest names in modeling. She was the first African-American model to ever appear on Vogue magazine. And she says that she met Cosby in the mid-80s, in the height of the Cosby Show era, and he invited her to his home to audition for a role on the series. He insisted that she try a cappuccino from his new cappuccino maker. She said she didn't want to drink caffeine so late in the day, gave her trouble sleeping, but he wouldn't drop the subject, so she took one and she started sipping, and she said she'd been around enough in the fashion industry in the 70s and 80s to know that the minute she took a sip, that she had been drugged, and drugged good, she says.
Guilty, 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 guilty.
As she started to get woozy and lose consciousness, she said she snapped into what she called street defense mode, and she started screaming at him, "You're a real mother effer, aren't you? You're a mother effer."
Wow.
Screaming it over and over again. Apparently, Bill did not like that. This was not the way he wanted things to go. He dragged her downstairs. Outside, flagged a cab, and threw her inside the taxi and sent her home.
Guilty, 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 guilty!
So he never got the chance to do what Beverly Johnson now realizes he allegedly, more than likely, wanted to do with her, because she started screaming and arguing and fighting back, and that's when he just dismissed her. So she wrote the story in her own words in Vanity Fair magazine. You can check that out if you want to read the whole thing. But
that is another way of saying guilty.
How do you know?
How do you know?
Upon one drink that you've been drugged. That's
that is impressive.
I mean, that's something.
She could feel it. She could feel it
away. Feel it immediately.
Yeah.
Huh. Wow.
She started getting woozy and dizzy, and she knew what the feeling was. She wasn't getting sick. She didn't have a problem. She knew that there was something in that coffee that was causing her to get drugged.
Wow.
And again, at the time, it probably didn't seem possible to report that and be believed. And he was the most popular person on television.
Well, here's the thing. She called the number he had given her to confront him about it.
Yeah.
And his wife answered the phone. And she demanded to talk to Bill Cosby. And the wife said, no, it's too late. You can't speak to him.
It's too late.
And too late in the evening.
Okay.
And hung up the phone. And Beverly Johnson said after that she never had the courage after that initial attempt to try to call and confront him again about it. So she never spoke to him after that.
This story just keeps getting uglier.
Ariana Grande, Dave the King of Mexico's little crush. Oh, she's the best. She just keeps getting better. She's top shelf.
What's she done now?
Well, Kevin, much like you, she gets too tired to walk sometimes at big events. You know, like when you get flown by helicopter to concerts and things like that.
Sure.
You know? When they pick you up in a hovercraft and they take you backstage. She doesn't like to walk when she's tired. She especially says after her show, her post-show ritual when my feet are broken, she says, is that she has a member of her staff carry her like a baby.
Did they give her a bottle?
There are photos. You can see them online. Life and Style magazine. Her being carried like a child all around backstage because she doesn't like to walk. She gets her feet get tired, she says.
Now, Kevin, your assistant Linus carries you to and from your car in the driveway every morning, right?
Yes. Of course. Everyone's does that.
Okay.
This just seems like it's exceptional.
That's fantastic.
She makes Mariah Carey look like a missionary. She's like an Ebola fighter. Talk about diva. You will carry me now.
She's not Cleopatra.
I'm too tired to walk.
In a related story, Aretha Franklin also has the same writer in her contract. Much less successful for her staff than it is for little Ariana Grande. She's light. She's little.
She's not big.
You put her in your pocket. Today's celebrity birthdays, former game show host Bob Barker.
Hanukkah!
The Price is Right. He is 91 years old today. One of my favorite all-time actors, Bill Nighy, is 65 years old today. He's good in everything all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Always. You're not hearing me.
No,
hearing
I you. Totally
no
agree.
One's he, is, he can never be bad. He's not always great. He what? Is not,
he's
not always great.
Okay, now I'm confused. So you're saying he's good?
No, you're missing the
clarify
point.
Clarify
it. He's beyond good.
Beyond good.
He's excellent every time out of the box. Can't beat him.
Got it.
You don't get it, man.
So you don't like him?
Jennifer Connelly's 44 years old today. And Mayim Bialik from The Big Bang Theory. Isn't it funny now? She's known as the Mayim Bialik from The Big Bang Theory.
Yep.
When just a few short years ago, we would have said, oh, Blossom, where's the hat? Look at her now. She's 39 years old. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Today, obviously, is your last day to win your way into the sold-out 25th annual K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas shows. They're this weekend at the Forum. Go to krock.com right now if you're not going to go, and you can check out the web times when everything's going to be on stage and happening and backstage and the whole deal. A lot of good information up there at krock.com, and your chance to win them is coming up. Right now, though, Friday morning, Rob is here. Time for the movie.
In a world, someone has been watching. One man who risked everything.
I'm sorry, I have not seen any of your films.
Without seeing the movies. Ralph Garman's Movie Beat. Welcome to my world.
What an excellent batch of films this weekend.
Really?
Wow.
Something for everybody.
Right.
Let's say you love boobs.
Yes.
I love boobs.
Well, there's a new documentary coming out this weekend, a limited release, called Free the Nipple. It's the story of, the true story of the women in New York City who launched a revolution to try to decriminalize the showing of female breasts.
My nipples are so hard.
Armed with First Amendment lawyers and national publicity stunts, they invade New York City to protest the backward censorship in laws in the United States, and mostly by uncovering their breasts and chanting, free the nipple. That's free the nipple. I'm with them. I agree. I think we should free the nipple.
I support them, yeah.
I did too. I was just for some reason picturing Bean by himself going up and going, one for up, free the nipple.
Can I get a discount?
matinee discount for Free the Nipple, please.
I'm sorry, sir, what movie did you want to see?
Free the Nipple.
Then, this is what I'm talking about.
All right.
You can have your Moses. Give me some inherent vice. This looks awesome! New film from Paul Thomas Anderson, who I just love. You've known Boogie Nights, Magnolia. I mean, we want to talk about his pedigree. What a cast. What a story. Just everything about this movie appeals to me. It takes place in the 1970s. Joaquin Phoenix plays a drug-fueled Los Angeles private detective named Larry Doc Sportello, and his ex-girlfriend asks him to help investigate the disappearance of her new rich boyfriend. She ends up missing. It gets very complex and looks very funny and very convoluted and very out there. Josh Brolin, Owen Wilson, Catherine Waterson, all star in Inherent Vice. Here is a little scene from the film where Joaquin Phoenix is talking to Reese Witherspoon about this rich industrialist played by Eric Roberts named Mickey Wolfman, who has disappeared along with his ex-girlfriend.
Whoa, what are you doing here? Yeah.
Well, let's see if you're free for dinner. I'm going to freak you out.
Are you all right?
Am I?
Are you?
This is the one I was telling you about.
You know your pals had Mickey Wolfman.
What? The FBI? I mean, we suspected, but we couldn't prove it.
Well, I saw him in their custody.
You saw him?
Yeah.
Would you be willing to let me depone you?
Sure would.
You would?
What is it?
I want to see this movie right now. Right now.
You had me to Paul Thomas Anderson. You also had me at Joaquin Phoenix, who never picks a movie that is less than fascinating.
And his performances are always out there and weird and quirky and fascinating, and this looks terrific. Just it's just loaded with great actors, this movie. Then yeah, you got top five from writer-director Chris Rock.
That's the best-reviewed movie out there right now.
Yeah, it's doing great. It is a biographically based comedy about a comedian who tries to make it as a serious actor, and he's involved with a reality star fiance, and he falls in love with a reporter played by Rosario Dawson. I mean, an amazing cast. Chris Rock, Rosario Dawson, Gabrielle Union, Kevin Hart, J.B. Smoove, Cedric the Entertainer. I mean, almost every funny African-American in show business is in top five. Written and directed by Chris Rock. Here's a scene where Chris is talking to a reporter played by Rosario Dawson, discussing progress and change and how he sort of stagnated.
You know what? People are more accepting now, and thank God for that, because it is literally rough for women, okay? Yeah. But I am hopeful because people are changing,
really?
Okay? Things are changing. You need to wake up and smell the progress.
No. You need to wake up and smell the progress. Okay, nothing's changed.
Yes.
Something's never changed.
Thank God things
changed. Look at this. Black man trying to get a cab in New York City. Look at this. Taxi, yeah!
Ruins his point because the cab stops immediately for him when he puts his hand up.
Pulls right over.
Exactly. And then if you're looking for your big budget blockbuster of the week, Exodus, Gods and Kings. Hard to get a more epic story than that of Moses and Ramses. Two boys raised as brothers, and yet, because of the calling of God, they're torn asunder. As Moses, savior of the Jews, must free the slaves from the tyranny of Egypt, and Ramses, its leader, must face the outrageous scorn of God in the form of plagues.
Don't take this any further.
Don't take this any further.
What?
Do not take this any further.
Are you quite sure about that? Get your hand off it or use it. Now.
Come on, proceed.
Miriam, I'm going to ask you again, and if your answer is again no, I apologize for what happens next. Are you his sister?
No.
Yes!
Miriam, Moses' sister, is threatened by Ramses, and Moses steps up, baby! Batman is Moses! Christian Bale stars as Moses. Joel Edgerton as Ramses, the Egyptian pharaoh. Ben Kingsley as the leader of the Jewish slaves, who asks Moses to do his duty as their savior. Sigourney Weaver also stars. This looks awesome. Ridley Scott, man who brought you Gladiator.
He's done a thing or two.
Now brings you Exodus, Gods and Kings. This has got everything. It's got the burning bush. It's got the parting of the Red Sea. It's got the plagues with the frogs and the locusts. And oh my, oh, I love God. I love God when he wreaks havoc.
Why won't you breathe?
I don't know. I'm very excited.
It's happening.
So look, four, if you count Free the Nipple, four amazing films this weekend to choose from. You can't go wrong. Go to a Cineplex. Get yourself some popcorn. Get out of the rain. It's raining.
It is.
Go get dry in a movie theater. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the movie beat.
All that you know is at an end.
That was Ralph Garman. Ralph Garman. Movie beat.
I know we're talking today about the best internet roundup videos of the whole year, all the viral video sensations of 2014. I don't know if Frankie McDonald made the list, but he should, because he has become a sensation, hasn't he? This
he
kid
sure
out of
has.
Nova Scotia who does weather on the computer, he does YouTube videos about weather all over North America. People love him. His videos have hundreds of thousands of hits, and I've never seen a guy as enthusiastic about weather as our little Frankie.
This is Frankie McDonald, my old team station live in Sydney, Nova Scotia. Major storm is headed towards California on Thursday, December the 11th, 2014. It's going to bring a lot of rain and very strong winds in the state of California, especially in San Francisco, California, and Sacramento, California. It's going to bring a lot of rain in Los Angeles, California on Thursday,
that's yesterday.
December 11th,
yesterday,
2014,
right.
It's going to bring wind-driven rain in the state of California, especially in Sacramento and
right.
San Francisco and San Jose.
I don't know how much longer.
Let me say this, though. Thank God Frankie was there for us, because we wouldn't have gotten that information any other way.
That's true.
No one else was covering that. Frankie was the guy who had the deets on the weather on how we should handle it. He's the one who told us that we should charge our iPods and we should drink red tea and we should buy Diet Pepsi. He told us all those things. We survived. We're alive today because of Frankie McDonald in Sydney, Nova Scotia. Am I right?
You're right.
You are right, Bean. Should we go to him on the phone?
Hey, Frankie. What's going on, buddy?
This is Frankie McDonald, my own TV station, live in Sydney, Nova Scotia. You people there in Los Angeles have a major storm coming your way on Friday, December
12th, 2014.
Mm-hmm. You will get a lot of rain there
right.
in Southern California.
Right.
Very strong winds also will come with a lot of rain, to 30-plus millimeters of rain. And
okay.
also come with lots of wind as well.
Uh-huh.
Lots of rain coming to you in the Southern California area. Big waves crashing along the shores of the west coast of California.
Frankie, can we,
with
can
a
we
very
ask a question?
Powerful low-pressure system that's headed for the west coast of the United States. There'll be a lot of rain.
There'll be
a lot of rain in Los Angeles, California. In Long Beach, California, Anaheim, California, in Santa Ana, California, Glendale, California, Huntington Beach, California,
right.
Santa Clarita, California,
you can just say Southern California,
Garden Grove, California,
okay.
A lot of rain will be coming, Ontario, California,
can we ask
Pomona,
question?
California, Pomona, California,
Frankie,
California, a lot of rain will be coming in Pasadena, California, California,
right.
Fullerton, California,
it's wet, we get it,
California.
It's wet,
California, a lot of rain will be coming. In Inglewood, California,
can we ask,
West Covina, California, Norwalk, California,
how long have
Burbank,
you,
California, Compton, California,
what
South
is it about,
Gate, California, a lot of rain will be coming across in California,
what is frame?
Santa Monica, California, North Beach, California,
okay, we
Hawthorne, California,
we understand it's raining.
Puddles on the streets in California.
Uh-huh.
How oh, you going?
Do we get to, do we get to ask a question?
Sure, absolutely. What's your
Fantastic.
Question?
Fantastic.
What is your fascination with other people's weather?
You'll be getting a lot of rain there in Southern California.
Right, it's been happening.
You had to wear rubber boots, raincoats, rain suits, have them ready. Don't walk through puddles and avoid the puddles when you're going to walk and you're going outside your rain gear with rubber boots ready to go.
Right.
Don't open your umbrella. Your umbrella will be broken because the wind will be strong in Southern California.
Okay.
So order your pizzas, your Chinese food, buy cases of Pepsi and Coke, have your iPads, cell phones, laptops, tablets, charts, especially in Los Angeles, California.
Right.
You have a lot of rain in Los Angeles, California.
Oh, no. Frankie. What? What's happening?
We're having
a conversation about the weather, and now this. Frankie? Frankie? You okay, dude?
Mudslide!
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. You're listening to The Kevin and Bean Show. It is 6:53.
We go to Las Vegas and talk to our friend RJ Bell from pregame.com. Coming up right after the top of the hour, it's our regular spot with RJ where he gives us his picks for the NFL, this time week number 15. Yeah, he miscalled your Eagles game last weekend, I'm sorry to say, Ralph, but we'll see how he does this week. A lot of our listeners have made a lot of money off the dude, so that's coming up. First, though, time for the show biz beat here on a Friday.
If I'm not mistaken, I think he's going the other way with Eagles-Dallas this weekend.
He's going with Dallas? Yeah. Does that make you happy or no?
Well, given his recent track record, yeah. I feel very good now. Okay. I wouldn't have a couple weeks ago, but yeah. I feel good now. This is breaking news. TLC, the Freak Show Network, has announced they are entering the late-night talk show fray. Adding their own late-night talk show. It's called All About Sex. Smart. Smart. A late-night talk show with deals all in sex talk. Like a televised love line.
Hmm.
Very sexy. Very sexy. It'll be hosted by Margaret Cho. Oh, no. Oh. Oh, TLC. Oh. Oh. Oh, the pain. The pain, TLC. No. No. Oh, William.
That does not seem like good casting.
Who do you want to talk about sex with less than Margaret Cho?
It would be like me doing a workout show. I mean, it just doesn't make any sense.
Fitness with Bean.
Right.
Here you go, TLC. There's your companion show. Put that on right afterwards. Workout with Bean. I don't want that. No one wants that.
No one wants that.
And look.
Listen,
I don't mean to be unkind.
How many sexy comedians are there out there? It's a ton of them.
Absolutely. And I don't mean to be unkind, but she is neither of those things. She is neither funny nor sexy.
Right?
Wow.
Yeah. Apparently.
Not interested.
It will bow on January the 10th, and it's going to follow the highly rated Sex Sent Me to the ER series that they have there on TLC. Which I'm not familiar with, but apparently that's a thing.
I think we need to get familiar with that.
I guess
we've
so.
I think we've brought in some highlights from from that before. Yeah, that's they recreate actual emergency room visits due to people get injured during sex.
Sex injuries.
By the way, you know who you get?
Yeah. That's hot.
You know who you get to host your All About Sex show is Michael Dwight Catherwood. That's who you get to host.
There you go. Then you get funny and dreamy.
Yeah, now you got yourself a show.
You get Loveline Loverboy Mike Catherwood. That's who you need.
Maybe throw in Dr. Drew.
Yeah, he's hunky.
He's
sure,
got some information.
But this is going to be like a panel show. I think they're going to have other comedians, sort of like a Chelsea Lately format thing. Mm. They'll be sitting around as well. So,
well, don't forget how many models Drew knows now with the HLN show.
Really? But just, no.
No, that's terrible.
Margaret Cho, Margaret No. That's what we say.
Print up some t-shirts.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you so much. Oh, please, sit down. I told you, just a matter of time.
You told us
he's back.
Who's
he's back, and he's better than ever.
Who's back and better?
Rick Springfield.
And he's got a wooden hand, if
remember correctly. No, Kevin, no, that's not right. You're thinking of someone else. Rick Mother-Lovin' Springfield.
Is back.
Has just joined the cast of True Detective on HBO.
Wow.
Boom, that just happened.
That's a legitimate acting job.
Oh, I knew it. I knew if I waited around long enough, if I kept my Rick Springfield concert tee starched and pressed, I'd have a reason to put it back on again.
But he's not going
to
be singing, is he?
No, he's going to be acting. He's a good actor, too. Back in the General Hospital days.
All right. Well.
Oh, remember him? Dr. Noah Drake? Oh, come on, everybody.
No. I'll take your word for it.
Just finished shooting my first day of shooting of season two of True Detective. He tweeted the other day, working with Colin Farrell and Rachel Adams.
Wow.
It's pretty cool.
Ralph, did you ever see his full-length motion picture starring vehicle?
Hard to Hold?
Hard
you
to Hold?
Me? Oh, I don't own it? Okay, fine. I think you'd be sadly disappointed if you looked in my CD DVD collection. Boom. You know I wish that I had Jesse's girl. I wish that I had Jesse's girl. I think that song might be in my top 100 of all time.
that's generous of you.
Top 100.
The last time I saw Rick Springfield was at an event that he did a live concert starring some of the people that were featured in the documentary called Sound City that
Dave Grohl
directed. Right. That was sort of the precursor to Sonic Highways.
Right.
And so they had that documentary feature film, and they also had a little concert event where the musicians that were featured in that also played on stage along with most of the Foos. And so I was invited there, and I was hanging out, and I was talking to Pat Smear, and I said, of all everyone is going to be here tonight. I mean, it was like Tom Petty and
Stevie Nicks
was there. I mean, it was an all-star lineup. I said, I'm most excited for Rick Springfield.
Did that blow his mind, or did he see that coming?
He said, me too. And I said, are you guys going to play all his hits? And he looked at me and said, no, we're going to play deep tracks from his album. I felt like I'm such an a-hole at that time, because of course that's what they play. But they did Jesse's Girl, and I got to see it. It was a good time.
That's funny.
Let's take a look at today's celebrity birthdays. Former game show host Bob Barker is 91 years old today. Actor Bill Nighy. Have I mentioned how much I love Bill Nighy?
You said he's never done a bad thing.
He is always good in everything he does. Remember him as Davy Jones from the Pirates of the Caribbean film? Even with all that those tentacles on his face and everything, brilliant, brilliant performance. Love Actually and just, oh boy, he's just great in everything. 65 years old. Jennifer Connelly, she's 44 years old. And Mayim Bialik. Big Bang Theory. Also Blossom. 39 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Friday mornings about this time, we go to our friend RJ in Vegas. That's his Twitter handle. He is RJ Bell, the founder of pregame.com. Hey, RJ, how's it going, man?
Hey, guys. Not a great week last week, but hey, here's the good news.
Wait a minute. Let's not gloss over it, for God's sakes. You were 0-3.
And here's the way I figure it, though. I think I was 1-3 because I was 0-3 on the picks. But I was 1-0 predicting that the 0-3 was inevitable.
I see. Okay.
You have been saying that all along.
The fact that you predicted you would be 0-3 was correct. I got it. I got you.
But listen.
You are still at 64% for the year, though, which is not terrible. Look, you can make money at 64% in Las Vegas.
First
as
off,
you told us, right?
Let's be clear. You can make money at 54%.
Yeah.
So all you've got to do is win more than you lose. And we've had a great, you know, like we said, if you add it up, 64% is obviously good. But let's set a goal to finish the year with a winning, you know, winning from here.
Absolutely. Now, I got one quick question I have to ask you before we talk about this week's games. Last night's Arizona-St. Louis game. How often does it happen, and I don't know how much you pay attention to prop bets, RJ, but how often does it happen that there's an NFL, complete NFL game with no touchdowns?
Yeah, very unusual. In fact, there was a prop on that last night that paid 100-1. So, literally, you know, you bet $10, you would have won $1,000. But remember, whenever you've got those big paying props, oftentimes you're getting even worse odds. So I don't know the exact odds, but I would say it's much more than 100-1 that there's no touchdown in an NFL game. Because if they're going to offer you 100-1, then it's going to be much worse.
Right. Absolutely. Gotcha. All right. Let's talk about some of the big games for Week 15 in the NFL, and we start with Vikings and Lions.
Yeah, this is my underdog special. And we got Minnesota here plus 7.5. Success leads to betting support in the NFL, which means the teams are more expensive, which makes it hard for success to continue. So let me give you an example. NFL teams playing their third straight home game after winning their first two have covered only 37% of the time. That goes all the way back to 1990. That's the situation Detroit is in this week. And Detroit as a team has even more drop-off than typical after success. In fact, specifically after a win, Detroit has covered the next game only 7 of their last 25. So when they win a game, the next 25 times they've only covered 7. And even more impressive, or even more negative, is after scoring 30 points or more last week, Detroit is 1-13 against the spread the next week.
RJ, is that because of just they let their guard down a little bit because things are going better?
I think in general that's the case in the NFL. But I think Detroit's a team whose intangibles over the recent years just haven't been great. And when they do win, there's a sense to kind of get a little bit slack and let up a little bit.
I got you.
And I think Detroit's a team that's done that a lot recently. Now, listen, I don't really like this Minnesota team, but in the NFL, any team that's playing hard can be competitive in the right situation. I think that's it here. Underdog special, Minnesota plus 7.5.
All right, your best bet is a game that only family members of players on the Jets or the Titans are going to be watching. There's rarely been a worse or least interesting matchup than these two teams, right?
Well, I would say family members and anyone with money on the game.
Okay.
So that's the beauty of Vegas. And as you guys know, I don't often lay points. So when I do it, let's do it with a 2-11 team.
Yeah.
So, Jets are the best bet here. They're only the second 2-11 team to be a road favorite in the last 25 seasons, a quarter century.
Wow.
Both these teams are bad, no doubt. Tennessee is 3-15 against the spread their last 18 games. But if an NFL team is giving less than 100% for any reason, that fact trumps any other handicapping factor. And the reports out of Tennessee are this team might have already given up on their rookie coach. And they're starting Jake Locker here due to injury. This is a quarterback they've already given up on. So there's not even a sense of enthusiasm for the future potential of the quarterback or the team. And, you know, listen, I don't love this Jets team. They're 2-11.
No one loves the Jets team.
But if there's one thing that Rex Ryan does well, he's a motivator.
Motivating. Yeah.
He might teach. I don't know how much he teaches.
No, not teach.
No,
eat. I say
eat. That's true. Well, I think maybe he's gotten a little better on that, too. So we got two teams out of the playoffs here, and I think that it comes down to motivation. Tennessee's is questionable. I think the Jets is more secure. We like the Jets laying 2.5.
All right. The big game of the weekend is the battle for the NFC East. This is Dallas versus Philadelphia, both teams at 9-4. This is a huge team for both clubs. What do you think?
I'm wondering how I can put a handicapping factor of Rex Ryan's diet. You know, like how much is he going to eat in a given city? Big game pick here is going to be Dallas plus 3.5 against Philadelphia. In the NFL, teams in the same division play twice a year. So often these are hard-fought games that have a lot of, you know, importance in the standings. And the teams know each other really well because they play twice a year. That tends towards closer games. Last 32 times Dallas has played Philadelphia, the underdog has covered 24. 24 out of 32, that's 75% the underdog has covered. Another factor when you play in division is revenge from the first game. Dallas was embarrassed at home on Thanksgiving by Philadelphia.
Yes, they were.
The public remembers that, and that's one of the reasons this line is all the way up to 3.5. But remember, Dallas is, and the players are going to remember that embarrassment also. And Dallas is a team that tends to play up or down to their competition, which means they're really profitable as an underdog, especially a bigger underdog. Last 17 times, Dallas is getting more than a field goal, 14-3 against the spread. Dallas is the only team undefeated on the road in the NFL this year. Philly is a below-average home team, so it all adds up. Big game pick, Dallas plus 3.5.
All right, we got that one for you. The best bet is the Jets minus 2.5. Underdog special is Minnesota plus 7.5. You can go to pregame.com for all of this and thousands of other statistics and podcasts and articles and all sorts of great material up there. RJ Bell on Twitter at RJ in Vegas. Thanks so much for the time. Have a great weekend, sir. We'll talk to you next time.
Thank you, guys.
I'm worried that Kevin Smith is going to look bad thin like Al Sharpton looks bad thin. You know, like some guys you want to be big guys.
Remember Roker? Remember Roker?
Yeah. And Roker, same thing.
That was no good. I don't buy into the whole stay fat. It's good for your career.
It
because
is.
I'll have a much shorter career in the long run.
But you'll be so much funnier within those short little years.
Look, I'm going to endeavor to be amusing with or without the lard.
How much weight have you lost?
53 pounds.
Wow.
Dude.
Yes.
How?
That's AIDS-y.
I'm about to. Whoa.
Wow.
Oh, that's dark.
Way to take it
on a
south.
Dark, rainy day, sir. That is so dark. I've come within spitting distance, if you will, of the weight that I was when I met my wife.
Okay.
So I never thought about going there because it was too, from where I was, it would have been too, like, I might as well become an astronaut.
Right.
But I'm almost on Mars.
And
so
you do it like
point,
everybody else, just with diet exercise?
First thing I did was I watched this documentary called Fed Up, which scared me more than any horror movie I ever saw in my life, and educated me more than any school I'd been to, because in 44 years of living, nobody had ever put it so simply as they did. They were like, look, you jack a lot of sugar into your system, the insulin starts pumping, and suddenly they're storing everything as fat, because the body can't do with that much sugar. And all the things that I was like, well, I drink juice. I may not eat fruit, but I drink juice.
Right.
That's even worse because it's just like concentrated sugar with no fiber breaking up. So watching this documentary, I was like, all right, now it makes sense. Now I feel like an idiot if I continue on the way I've been. And not like where I'm like, you know, I'm saying no to fat, but I was like, for 44 years, I have shoved whatever I've wanted into my mouth, which sounds filthier than I meant. I knew that bell was coming. I know.
You can sense it.
But I was like, let me just try for like a month going the other way and see what happens. The first thing I did was cut out sugar altogether.
Altogether?
That's all processed or added sugar. Some things you cannot avoid. They have sugar naturally. The thing that I like the most that I couldn't let go of that I think I maintained sugar input from was milk. I love milk. It's crazy.
So you can't even drink milk?
There's a lot of milk?
No,
sugar in milk?
There is. If you eat natural sugar, but it's like, yeah, a glass of milk has about 12 to 17 grams of sugar, but it's natural sugar. So I took all the added and the processed sugars out, instantly saw results.
Hmm.
Once you do that, also my diet's pretty darn poor to begin with. So once I did that, once I removed sugar, I couldn't eat three quarters. Yeah, there was nothing. It was chicken, pinto beans, and I was like, well, this ain't enough. So, you know, my friend Jeff Anderson, who plays Randall in the Clerks movies, he came over. We did an episode of Smodcast. We talked about Clerks 3, which we're doing next year in June. But he looked great. And I was like, it sounds creepy to say, dude, but you look really good. Like, what are you doing? And he goes, I'm not saying I'm a juicer, but I juice a lot. And he didn't want to own up to it. I wasn't like, you're not tapping your foot under a stall in a bathroom. It's not a bad thing to be a juicer. And then somebody told me it is a bad thing to be a juicer because the common parlance juicing, of course, also refers to steroids.
Steroids, right.
He was not on steroids. He's literally just veggie juicing. And I was like, what do you do? And he's like, I started doing one a day. He, too, was hit in the head by a documentary. He's like, I was going around Netflix, and there's that one documentary about the guy who drank all the juices.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah, I've seen it. I watched the first few minutes. I turned it off because I don't want to eat healthy. And he goes, I kept watching. And he's going, I decided I'll give it a shot. So it worked for Jeff, and he gave me his recipe. Like 2 days later, I blew him up on email. I was like, dude, what? I mean, this is going to sound weird coming from me. What do you put in that juice? And so he gave it to me, and I started doing it. And I can't drink it.
53 pounds is so impressive, though, Kevin.
Thank you. I walk straight up a hill every day. Like, I put up a picture of me on Instagram, like walking with my dog and with a little pun about, like, I'm walking with my wiener out. And some guy was like, you have enough money to be in shape. Don't walk your little F-A-G dog down the hill. And I was like, man, what? I'm trying, and you're attacking me and my dog.
Dog wants
and my dog
what
is proud
you do
to be
because
this.
You have money. What are you supposed to do? Be getting like a space suit
I'm supposed
or
to have a trainer, I guess, or
make
something.
Him run
but
up the hill.
Walking, yeah, but I mean, that's the thing. If I have a trainer, maybe the first few days I'm into it, and then the next rest of my life he comes to the house, or she, and I'm ducking it.
Right. I'm not like, home.
Yeah, oh, I'm sick again.
Plus your dog's happy to do it.
I'm taking the dog for a walk anyway. But whatever gets you motivated or moving, that's a good thing. So all that sugar's gone.
Let me ask you this, Mr. Smith, because I know a lot of people believe, and I understand why, that nothing's more boring than hearing somebody else talk about his diet. But I'm truly fascinated with this. And we asked you, too. We asked you. Are you a guy who avoids 100% of the stuff you're not supposed to eat, 100% of the sweets? Or are you a guy who can be a in-moderation guy where you can have it once in a while just to kind of satisfy that little sweet tooth? Is it all or nothing with you?
For lately, to get where I've been now, it's been kind of all or nothing, but going forward, I just know me, man. It's like no drug addict can just do a line of coke or something like that. Like, you start with the sugar,
do a little
again.
Heroin, then I'm gonna leave it alone.
Yes.
For a while.
I mean, I watched Jay Muse try that for years, and I'm like, that doesn't work. And as a fat dude, I would sit there and be like, why can't you put down your addiction? And here I am at
Give
the same
donuts.
Place. Yeah, really. The weirdest thing, dude, was when I got rid of sugar, how like emotional and crazy I got for a good 2 week stretch. For there was a period where I was completely bereft. Anyone who's dropping sugar, just beware of this.
It's so addicting.
I've never seen anything
what,
like
sugar
this.
Is, you mean?
Oh
yes.
My God, yeah.
By taking it away,
it
was beyond depressed. I was bereft.
Yeah.
And it wasn't because like people were like, yeah, because of Tusk. No, not because of Tusk. I was so happy because of Tusk. But it was just around that same time. I was so bereft. Even though everything had lined up, we got money for, we were in the middle of making Yoga Hosers. We got money for Clerks 3. Hit somebody, got some traction. Like everything was happening. Professionally is great, personally is great, and I would sit in my office and be like, why am I alive? Like, really bereft. I'm not gonna say like I was suicidal, but like I was so bereft, not despondent, but bereft. And then I was talking to my wife going like, I really feel like after a week, like I'm up, I don't know myself, I think I should go see a doctor. And she was like, what are you talking about? I said, I just can't see any joy in life. She's like, Kevin, that's just because you remove sugar. And I was like, no, that can't be it. She goes, all of your dopamine, all the happy in your life, not even me or your daughter provided, it was sugar. you would walk around with like jelly beans and just eat them by the fistfuls at any waking moment, and that would be an injection of dopamine, and you're like, right on, everything's good with the world. She's like, you took all that sugar out, you have no dopamine, you are crashing like a drug addict. And so for all those years of making fun of Muse and being like, get off the heroin, it's easy, I was sitting there going like, I'm out of control of myself emotionally based on something that I used to ingest a lot of. That makes, to me, sugar a drug. I was like, I've never had any experience like this. So it was weird getting off of it. Once you pass the 2 weeks,
so,
I don't crave.
2 weeks is how long it took.
That's when it was out of my system.
Has to sort of realign after you do something.
And then suddenly, you know, it's like the idea of sugar is cool or whatever. But once you get some distance from it, you're able to, it's like a bad relationship where you're able to be like, oh, I thought it loved me, but it didn't. It just made me fat.
I still think it loves me.
Yeah.
All right. This is the voice of our friend Kevin Smith here on the Kevin Meade Show. We have to take a quick break. You can see Kevin live with Ralph Garman tonight at the Hollywood Improv. You've got two big shows for Hollywood Babylon. You've got the Comic-Con Theater, right?
This time around. Less big.
Comic-Con Theater, that's at 8 o'clock, and then the regular Hollywood Babylon is at 10. Tickets available for either or both of those guys?
Yes, I think first one particularly.
Yeah, Comic-Con Theater is when we do the live performance of the comic book on stage. That's 8 o'clock. And then Babylon, which almost always sells out each and every week. I think there's just a few tickets left for Babylon tonight at 10 p.m.
All right, that's at Hollywood Improv. And then tomorrow night, Kevin Smith is going to be at the Irvine Improv for an evening with tickets available through csmod.com. Tickets to all shows, just $25. More with the Suddenly Finn Kevin Smith when we return right after this on K-Rock. Kevin Smith in studio with us. You can see him tomorrow night with an evening with Kevin Smith at the Irvine Improv. Tickets available through csmod.com. Hey, the movie Tusk that you did, that our friend Ralph Garman was in, is available now on DVD, Blu-ray, right?
God, man, you're a pro, dude. That is Hall of Fame smooth.
How dare you.
Getting in a plug back. I didn't even ask for that. Well done, my friend.
Digital download available now, DVD, Blu-ray coming out in a week. And you're working on the Yoga Hosers movie right now. And I wanted to ask you about this because I know you got to shave again to shoot some stuff for Yoga Hosers. Did you have any experiences of, as a guy who's been a celebrity for more than half of his life, of being anonymous because people didn't recognize you without a beard?
I could have. Unfortunately, I put up that Instagram photo.
Yeah.
And so, you know, right then and there, anybody who cares about you, you know, or you're on their radar, they're like, oh, now I know what this fat jackass looks like without a beard. If I hadn't done that, I swear to you, I could have combed my hair to the right, wore like an Izod, gone into like even a gay club and picked somebody up.
Yeah.
And they never would have been, or maybe afterwards, everybody, I can't believe Silent Bob didn't think that I knew it was him.
When you go to a gay club, they pick you up. Because
All the time. So this time, I could do the picking up. I could have gone incognito, committed crimes, done any number of things. Yeah. If I shaved my head completely, then I could definitely get away with some stuff. Yeah. But you know,
isn't that tempting though to travel and go someplace where they don't know who you are just so you don't have to be recognizable?
Well, he's got a foolproof plan now.
Yeah, this is you.
Well, I told you, you could have robbed banks and gotten away with
Number one, I've never been. I'm not like famous. People don't, you know, bug me all the time or outside my house.
I don't believe
that. I'm the guy people see in the mall and like, hey, and three quarters of the time they're like, I went to high school with him, and not and the other quarter of the time it's like, I love King of Queens. I get called Kevin James so often. I just go like, thanks, man. Liam Rimini says hello. But my old way to like buy myself time in public was, you know, because I wear that very identifiable hockey jersey all the time, those colors. But I figure like a Harry Potter, like an invisibility cloak, I realize that if I take it off, I buy myself some time. So I don't take it off in public because that'd be horrible. But when I want to not be noticed or try to, you know, travel between the raindrops, I just wear a different jersey. Different colors.
So Kevin Smith is still wearing a full hockey jersey.
Like today, it's the St. Louis Blues jersey. And yeah, this will give
yourself.
Me.
That's
absurd.
Not changing anything.
That doesn't give you 1 second.
It gives me 5 to 7 seconds before somebody double takes and goes, wait, was that? And then by that point,
then you're in the wind,
I'm
man.
Gone. I move fast.
You're like a ninja.
For a large dude, a hippo ninja is what I am. I have to shave again for Yoga Hosers. We have Yoga Hosers, the flick I'm working on, Ralph's in it as well. We've been doing in pieces for the last few months. Like we did a majority of the stuff back in August to the beginning of September. My daughter's in it and Johnny Depp's daughter's in it and Johnny Depp is in it. So the girls went back to school. And now I shot one day of green screen back at the end of October for the characters that I play in the movie. I put on the prosthetics. That's why I had to shave the beard off in the first place.
Right.
And now we go back. We just got our dates. We're going to finish up. Right, it was the best Christmas gift I could have gotten. We're finishing the movie right after Christmas, you know, over between the holidays and stuff.
Are these some of the same characters from Tusk?
Yeah, the girls, the two little convenience store clerk girls who were in Tusk, and the Gila Point character that was in Tusk. I just took them and put them in a different movie, like what happened in Winnipeg 1 year later. And so Ralph's character, who was a detective in the first movie, when we revisit him, he's now Commissioner Garmin.
Oh, his
character's name. So we shoot
Did
him.
Did he insist on that?
No, that was my little gift to Ralph.
All right.
No,
I got a promotion.
But I got to go shave one more time is what I'm getting at, because we have six shooting days and then one green screen day. I have to go back into under the rubber and on green screen again. So I'm going to have to shave once more. And during that, I'm a little trimmer than I was, too.
Yeah.
So maybe shaved a little bit trimmer, a completely different outfit.
Maybe a different jersey.
Not a jersey at all. But I got identifiable childbearing hips. That's what I think. Like, I think even if I showed up someplace like dapper.
No one ever sees your hips because of the jersey.
But what if I wear something else, like a suit jacket or something like that? Yeah. I'd have to wear tux and tails to hide this. But I think that's how they could
identify.
We're
a kilt. You're a kilt.
You would there stand out.
Nobody would suspect me at all if I was wearing a kilt. They're like, that looks awfully close to a pair of jean shorts.
Hey, Mr. Smith, what's the holiday movie that you are most excited about? Ralph was talking earlier about how much you can't wait to see that Inherent Vice. What's the one that you just are dying for?
I mean, The Interview, like the Alyson Sets movie.
Top five, you want to see?
Top
it, right?
five, I'm Your going to go see today. Chris Rock, man, directing a flick.
That looks fantastic.
Yes, and it's he's so darn funny. I reached out to him for the first time in a while, last week, because he wrote this great essay in the Hollywood Reporter,
yes,
which was just I had to reach out to him and compliment him on a piece of writing. And people are going to be like, you're crazy. But as a writer, I really respected this. He included an example of his life in the piece. Piece is talking about race and Hollywood and stuff like that. And so he's talking about how at one point he was offered the role of Huggy Bear in the remake of Starsky and Hutch. And he was telling his agent or whoever it was, he was like, look, don't you get it? I don't want to be Huggy Bear. When I played Starsky and Hutch when I was a kid, I played Starsky or Hutch.
Right. Yeah.
Like, and I could play that now. And they're like, well, Starsky and Hutch, you know, there's
a history.
And
there.
He's like, come on, it's the Starsky and Hutch comedy movie. And you know, that example of like, I was Starsky or Hutch was so crystallized, like so perfect. I had to reach out to be like, dude, that's an excellent piece of writing, because you really just evoked a moment and communicated with good humor like an insane problem that you face almost every day of your life and stuff like that. So I was like, man, that's fantastic, blah, blah. And so while we were at it, I was like, I have to cast one more role. Do you know somebody? Who can I go after? And he gave me a couple names and stuff. But I was blowing him up about the movie. I said, I'm going to buy two tickets this week. So I'm going.
And also, for those who don't remember, Kevin worked with Chris in Dogma. They worked together in that film.
And
he
Jane
was great.
Silent Bob Strike Back. Oh, he right. played a director.
Yeah, that's right.
First time he ever played a director was a Jane Silent Bob Strike Back. Now he's a real director.
So you did that another one. Like Affleck. You just keep springing careers.
I know. You know why? Because people sit on my sets and they go, like, it can't be this easy. Is it really this easy? Oh, my God. I'm becoming
he's
a director,
paid
too.
To do that?
If this counts, I'm a director now.
How often, Kevin, do you get pushback from your fans who call you out on the fact that at one time you said you were retiring from making movies?
Not from the fans, not at all.
Like only here?
Every once in a blog, yeah, you you and the bloggers. Every once in a while, a blogger will be like, his so-called retirement. But the people who like what I do were just happy that I stopped saying,
agreed,
I'm going to stop. And they're like, oh, keep going. He stopped talking about it. So, yeah, generally that's not the outcry I get. The outcry, like when Tusk came out, oh, boy, oh, boy. Like, I got some of the greatest reviews in my career. And I've got,
and
conversely,
side.
Oh, the other side. And boy, they just kind of, the long, sharp knives came out. That's where it gets weird. Because you're like, all right, like, I read a lot of reviews, and I have read many reviews my whole life. I read reviews of movies that people currently don't like.
Right.
I never read reviews quite as personal as the reviews of my flicks. I'm not complaining. I'm you know, on Tusk, believe me, I understand Tusk was a tough proposition. Like, right, not everyone was going to like it. In fact, like, barely anyone liked it. But it's weird. They don't really review the work. They review me. And that's fine, because I get the benefit of the flip side of that, which is a fan base that like is there for me, not so much the work.
Right.
So it's like kind of weird double-edged sword.
You have a personal relationship with both your critics and your boosters.
And I'll probably go to my grave not knowing if I was really ever any good at the job, because the people that really hate me won't ever say like, no, no, actually, you know what, we're
that
being a little
good.
Ridiculously
right.
harsh.
Right.
And the people that love me will never be like, no, dude, seriously, cop out, cop out was not good, or something like that. You know, so I get, I'm in a nice place. I was thinking about it the other day. I was like, I really shouldn't lament in any direction. I should just be happy with what I have, because it's either, what's the alternative? Like, the only bad side of the job is periodically total strangers tell me I'm doing everything wrong. And
right.
I've been doing it for 20 years, so I don't know which one of us is right.
Right.
But, you know, at the end of the day, the flips, the benefits that come with it is like, I don't work at Quick Stop. Like, I loved working at Quick Stop, and I keep writing convenience stores into movies.
Right.
I can't stop, but I never want to work there.
You're their
again.
Only hero, I think.
I'm the lone guy, lone guard.
You and Apu are the two greatest people that ever lived in the convenience store world.
And he's right. still going, you know? He's got consistency.
We need to take a break. Ralph does a feature called The Showbiz Beat here on the Kevin and Bean Show, Kevin. And I know this is crazy, but since you're here, would you stick around and sit in with Ralph if you don't mind working with him?
Really, politics is my bag, but I'll try to talk about entertainment, I guess.
We'll do that next. Well, it was 6.7 K-Rock. It's KROQ. You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show.
He was on once, like 8 years ago.
7:56.
Hey, we're on the air here, Ralph.
You got to mention.
Kevin Smith bringing in his records from the 70s, apparently, for us to play here on K-Rock. But it's time now for the Showbiz Beat. Here's Ralph and Kevin. Here's a free sample of what you can get for reals.
Got to pay.
Got to pay.
Tonight at the Hollywood Babylon.
Got to pay now?
Send a check. I'll wait till the check comes in.
Tickets available now at CSMOD.com. Two shows. 8 o'clock is the Comic-Con Theater. 10 o'clock, Hollywood Babylon. $25, CSMOD.com. What's going on, Ralph?
Beverly Johnson.
Well, you really held that line. You're like, nope, pay me. What's going on, Ralph? Well,
I realize no one's going to pay us. Beverly Johnson, this is a woman of, this is a legitimate star.
Okay.
Supermodel from the 70s. What, the first
African-American model.
African-American woman on the cover of Vogue.
Absolutely, Kevin.
And there was another one right after that, too, another magazine.
She,
world famous.
Elle magazine, I believe she took the cover of. She mentioned this week that Bill Cosby, in the mid-80s, the height of the Cosby Show phenomenon.
Wait for it. Made a great sitcom that everyone loves?
No, tried to drug her with a cappuccino, Kevin.
God damn.
She said she fought off the drink. She didn't want to take any caffeine so late in the day because she couldn't sleep. But he insisted. She took a sip, and she said she'd have been on drugs enough to know that the minute she started drinking it, that she had been drugged and drugged good, as she says in her own words.
Wow. Could you imagine that weird feeling of, like, knowing it and looking at the person? That's like something out of a movie. We did it in Tusk. That's such a weird notion of, like, I know what you did to me.
And
I read
when
this
it dawns
piece.
On
I know
you.
What you're going to, right?
Yes. And I know what your intentions are.
It dawned on her, and she said, unlike a lot of the women we've heard the stories from so far, she went off on him, started mother effing him up and down.
She said that in the piece, which is in Vanity Fair.
Vanity Fair, yeah.
She says that her first thing out of her mouth, the moment she said, by the time she took a second sip of a coffee from an espresso machine that she didn't even want, she knew what was happening. She immediately started saying, you are a mother effer. And then she kept saying the MF part
right.
over and over. And that's when apparently he got ticked.
That wasn't the response he wanted.
Yes. And he grabbed her and dragged her outside and threw her in a cab.
Man, oh man.
And she said to the cabbie, like, were you there? Did this happen? Did I just call Bill Cosby an MF-er? And then she said she woke up the next day after, like, the sleep of the dead, and she knew for a fact that she had been drugged.
She said she was lucky to get her address out to the cab driver before she passed out in the back seat of the cab. So he got her home and got her in, and then
now she's very, as you were saying earlier, like, world famous, legit,
has
like,
no axe to grind.
She's not suing or anything like that.
She just wanted to tell her story in the wake of all these women coming forward with what they're saying to support them. And
I guess it shouldn't surprise us that there seems to be a new one each day, but the biggest
surprise
does.
Is like there's still no response. That's what the surprise is. As the number climbs, you sit there going, like, say something.
What can he
what
say?
What can he say, though? I mean,
I mean,
you know what he could say?
Rising from the sun.
People are like, I'm not sure what he's saying.
And
like, well,
the cappuccino with the frosting thing.
Marty Singer's like, that counts as a statement. So stay with it as you will.
Yeah. And Ariana Grande, this little Ariana Grande kid. She's talented, I guess, but
my daughter's Christmas list had Ariana Grande tickets on it.
Really?
Oh, yes.
Look, the kids love her, but the stories of her diva behavior just won't stop. Now the latest one is kind of it's like Spinal Tap-ish to me. It's part of her deal with her staff that she gets to be carried everywhere.
I tried to implement that as well, but
your staff quit.
I don't have. Yeah, there's not enough people.
Really?
Yes.
Is she like
little?
A baby, cradled like a baby. Luckily for them, yeah, she's slight.
She's tiny. Yeah. You know what? I'm not condoning it, but you got one life, and you got enough power in this life to be like, carry me.
But you never use that power.
No,
but
apparently she's crossed the line. She's crossed the streams.
Kevin, it's not a question. It's an order. Yeah. That's, I think
yeah,
that's
I guess
the difference.
That's true.
You know?
That's true.
It's a demand.
Carry me.
It's a demand. After her shows specifically, after she performs, she needs to be carried from the stage to wherever they're going. The limo, the green room, the dressing room. She's carried.
She leaves it all on the stage, Ralph.
No,
that's
she
what I'm
doesn't.
Hearing in this.
I need this so bad.
What is she, 20? She has enough energy to walk wherever she's going after the show.
Now I have a new goal weight to reach.
Carried,
yes.
This
all
is B.B. Right. King, who's 85 and is out there still trying to play guitar and could use a little help.
Chuck Berry still duck walks to wherever he's going after his concert.
There's a lot of other stuff, too.
Sure, he gets under a glass table after the show, but still.
I don't know if he's the prime example you want to pull. Number two.
All right, you just got more breath. I'll carry you out for Hollywood Babylon.
That would be amazing. Right? Tonight, after the show,
I'll carry you on stage.
Love
and
it.
I'll carry you off.
Fair enough.
I love
team.
It.
Usually
Kevin,
you have to anyway because I'm so drunk.
A request in a rider? Have you ever asked for anything like when you tour the country and do your shows
there
and stuff?
There is a rider on my contract.
Anything absurd?
Incredibly
you have
lame.
To change it now. It because was. Your rider used to be
used
sugar
to be
food,
packed. Right?
Yeah,
used to be
used
sugar
to have, like cookies and stuff.
Oh,
yeah.
Interesting.
Chips Ahoy's. I remember
Chips
those.
Ahoy
everywhere. Yeah. Yes. But there's also, they put stuff on in my rider for the people that come along, like my wife and Megan used to come, like my assistant or whoever's there. They put like, there's like, I looked at the rider one day. I was like, a bottle of Grey Goose vodka? I don't even drink.
What's all this white wine doing?
Yeah, what is this?
And where's the weed?
There's nothing. I'm always, because of that, you know, green M&M's removed test that we all know so much about.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
The moment I heard the word rider, I was like, nothing, please, nothing. All good. Good boy. Very good.
Don't
easy
care.
To get along with.
Very, very. Let's take a look at today's celebrity birthdays. Mayim Bialik. God bless. God bless you.
Where'd you go on that one? Just took a journey.
Yeah. I was thinking. It's hard for me to believe there's a popular actress named Mayim Bialik.
I'm happy for that, man.
I am too.
Variation.
She is, of course, Blossom, and now in The Big Bang Theory, 39 years old. Jennifer Connelly is 44 years old. Bob Barker.
She has not aged. She still looks like the little girl in Labyrinth.
Yeah, but she's lost too much weight. She's too thin now. Remember how she used to be a little bit curvy? She used to be a little...
I pray people talk about me like that.
You're too thin.
He used to be so curvy.
Yeah. He was so angular and pointy and sharp.
I watched,
Smith, you got to be down to a C-cup by now.
Pretty much. I'm almost down to one of them Lululemon form-fitting yoga bras.
Career opportunities.
I would pay money for that.
Her in the
I
white
thought you were
beard.
Talking about me losing weight
no.
and doing a male
stop
bra
it.
Lululemon
I'm
career.
About Jennifer Connelly, keep my erection going. You're ruining it.
Oh.
Career opportunities. Remember as she's in the wife beater riding that mechanical pony at the in the department store?
I go Labyrinth, man.
Well, that's always sure. That was
but not but you go to career opportunities because you're like, she's sexy. I go to Labyrinth because it's a charming story.
Ugh.
And I identify with the
Wow. Wow, I'm with Ralph. Sorry.
I saw Noah recently. She plays Noah's wife in the new
that's
in the
right.
Noah movie.
Yeah. In the nude?
No, in the new Noah movie. The nude Noah movie. The first Noah movie didn't work. They made the second one all nude.
CGI'd
made
all
a lot
clothes.
Of money because everyone wants to see that.
And Bill Nighy, one of my favorites. Kevin and I were just talking about how great he is in everything he does.
He is Michael Parks great in my mind.
He is. He's like the British Michael Parks. 65 years old. One of the great Christmas movies of all time. Love Actually. Boy, I love that. And he plays a rock star in that at the end of his career who's desperate for a hit. So he releases a Christmas single, which is a bastardization of a pop song. Here's a little taste of Bill Nighy singing. Or not? No? Never mind?
Okay. That was a great setup, though, Ralph.
Thanks so much. I appreciate it.
Here's my impression of Bill Nighy singing. I can't remember what the song was. Do you?
Christmas is all around.
Oh, you're right. That's it.
In my fingers.
Tightening.
I feel it in my toes.
Ladies and gentlemen, what you heard right there is HOF level work.
Shut up,
Hall of Fame drops. HOF drops.
Kevin Smith has
Kevin
mentioned that
show.
15 times in a half hour.
Come see me and Smith tonight at the Improv, improv.com to get your tickets. The 8 o'clock, the 10 o'clock show for Hollywood Babylon. Do it! I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz.
And then tomorrow night, an evening with Kevin.
That's
Smith,
right. The Irvine Improv. There's a lot of Kevin
saved.
This weekend.
See, thank you,
that's
Kevin.
That's why he's in. You're not.
Thank you. A full year, 12 months of the best viral videos of the week up at krock.com or kevinandbean.com. Something we call the Internet Roundup. But it's time to count down the top 10 of the year. Hit it, Steve.
Yo, K-Rock listeners around the world. It is time for the Internet Roundup. So tell all the boys and girls. We've got funny and sexy, even music too. We've got all the greatest videos and they're mostly on YouTube. Click your mouse in the air like you don't care. You could watch these videos all up in your underwear. Internet, internet, come on baby, watch some. And now it's time for the Internet Roundup. Yeah!
I'm sorry, we're out of time now for the videos. Nothing we can do for you. An honorable mention before we get into the top 10. Some of the best videos of the year all were centered around one theme, and this is the Ice Bucket Challenge. It's hard to believe. That seems like years ago now, but that was just this year in 2014. Dave, what's this video you put up in the Internet Roundup this week?
It's a compilation of the best ones of this year. You know, it starts off with that hockey player who was on a glacier, who had a helicopter dump some glacier ice water on him.
That was awesome.
Yeah, and it just goes, shows all the wacky
Are
ones.
Are Foo Fighters in it?
Not in this one, but yeah, it there was all kinds of great videos this year.
Well, one of the things they all have in common is a sentence that sounds something like this.
I'm accepting the ALS Ice Bucket Challenge. Oh!
That is our honorable mention for the top 10 for 2014. All right, now getting into the countdown, number 10, Kate Upton, who's Kevin's girlfriend, of course, Sports Illustrated swimsuit model, did a photo shoot for SI where she went into zero gravity. And I'm just going to have you picture what you love about Kate Upton and picture what that looks like in zero gravity. And that'll give you an idea of why you need to check out this video.
You got it, honey. You got it.
Honey, you got it.
That's it.
Keep
that face pretty,
pretty.
Oh, my God.
What's going on? There's a lot of... Sound down is fine on
There's
that video.
There's a lot
too.
Of jiggling in that.
Yeah, there
that
certainly
video.
Is.
How's that not number one?
a lot of great videos this year involved family members videotaping other family members who have just had surgery or dental work done and are under the effects of anesthesia. And that's what's going on with this girl who had her wisdom teeth removed at number 9.
Mommy.
Yes, darling.
I want to have sex with Ryan Gosling. I want, like... Is this what marijuana feels like?
No, I don't think so.
Because I don't like it.
She's telling her mom how much she wants to bone Ryan Gosling. Number 8, we saw this kid and fell in love with him. He just stole the show. He grabbed a reporter's microphone at a carnival. Where was he, Dave? Like in Wisconsin or something like that.
Yeah, somewhere.
And he starts doing an interview, and apparently this kid is apparently awesome.
Apparently you're spinning around, and apparently every time you get dizzy...
Yeah.
That's all you do is get dizzy.
Excited?
Yeah, and apparently I already went down the super slide. When I went down the one, I was scared half to death.
I love that kid.
I hate that kid.
I love him so much.
Why? You hate him.
Stupid. Barely knows one word. He keeps using it. Dude, you're old enough. Notice.
Oh, boy. Why are you a Grinch?
Language.
He is awesome. Number 7, Kevin, here's another one that you might well ask, why is this not number 1? We just talked to the guy on the phone yesterday, the genius behind Fart Metal.
Yep.
He actually made those sounds with his own butt and then put it to metal music. It's awesome. Number 6, another of the – I'm sure Dave hates this little girl.
Oh, no, I love this girl.
She's also so cute. How old is she? She's like 4 maybe, something like
she's
that?
Very young, yeah, 4 or 5.
And she has a much younger sibling who she is – it's just starting to occur to her that kids grow up and get old. And she's already at 4. She's pre-sad that her little brother is one day going to grow up and get old. And here's how she expresses that at number 6.
And it makes you cry.
And I don't want to die when I'm 100.
You don't
want to
die when you're
100. Gosh, my other state is little.
That kid has the too big a burden to carry right there.
Yes, she does.
What 4-year-old is worried about dying at 100?
Too much sadness in her life.
Number five was one of the strangest videos of the whole year. It was made for Adult Swim. It aired at 4 o'clock in the morning, and people tuned in. I mean, you can just imagine how many stoned people were flipping around the dial and came across this and couldn't imagine what it was they were seeing. It covers a dozen genres. It looks like a soap opera. It looks like a cop show. It looks like everything, and it's called Too Many Cooks at number five.
Too many cooks.
A family is like a soup.
Everyone adds an extra scoop.
Mix an ounce of smile so sweet.
A dash of cool to add the heat. And you've got
too many cooks.
Too many cooks.
Too many cooks.
Too many cooks.
And your advice, Kevin, was just when you think you've seen it, keep watching, right?
Yeah, I'm the guy who goes, okay, I got a gist of what this is, and I'm going to move on. Don't do that with this
one. Do that with this one.
So much going on.
Yeah. Ralph, what's your name? You're Dave. Dave, how did you discover Rosa G, or how did she find us?
I did it. Because Kevin discovered her.
Kevin, what do you remember about Rosa G?
Seeing the video and going, awesome!
Yeah. She is awesome. She does songs for every holiday, and this is one that we fell very much in love with at number four. Here's Rosa G and her music video for the 4th of July.
But I'm fresh. I'm looking real mean. Blocking UV SPF 15. Paper plates with patriotic doodles, wave a tiny flag for my pool noodle. Love the 4th of July, love the 4th of July. I do it up big on the 4th of July. Love the 4th of July, love the 4th of July. Sip my soda on the 4th of July. 4th of July.
Awesome.
We are counting down the top 10 internet roundup videos of the whole year. One of the series that we love the most, and it's so well done, is called Bad Lip Reading. What's special about this one for The Walking Dead Season 4, Dave?
This time they added a song, so now they're actually, you know, doing a bad lip reading with a song, and they put it to music, and it's awesome.
And it's Carl.
It's Carl, yeah. Carl rapping.
I heard the gingerbread boy, 'cause he's pretend bread boy. Little cookie man, never waved to me, so he got knocked out, because I flow. Little jiggy jar jar dude, dur 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 dinner. Man, I just flow.
Carl's not saying any of those things, but it sure looks like he is, doesn't it?
Yeah, you watch his lips and you go, he actually is saying those things. This doesn't make sense.
Number two is kind of a tough one to explain. What can we say about When Will the Bass Drop?
Well, it's a SNL skit. It was one of those digital shorts where they were kind of making fun of the whole DJ scene and the EDM scene about people just going crazy for these DJs. And,
right.
You know, Andy Samberg just is waiting for the bass to drop.
Get turned up to death.
You gotta see that one.
That's kind of a visual, yeah.
Yeah.
Little John is in the video too. It's very funny. And we had a lot of discussion in the office yesterday about what our favorite video of the year was for 2014. But I think the consensus was that it's Rob Cantor and a video that he did called Shia LaBeouf. Now, he had written this song about Shia LaBeouf going out into the woods and becoming a cannibal a couple of years before, but he brought it back and did it with a choir, with the Gay Men's Chorus of Los Angeles, if I recall correctly. And it is just so genius, the way this song is done on stage. And Shia LaBeouf himself is in the video in a very surprising way. It's our number one Internet Roundup video of the year. Here's Shia LaBeouf.
Wait, he isn't dead. Shia, surprise, there's a gun to your head and death in his eyes, but you can do jujitsu.
You have just decapitated Shia LaBeouf.
It is so awesome, and you can see all of those videos at KROQ.com or KevinandBean.com. This weekend is the sold-out 25th annual KROQ Almost Acoustic Christmas. We are looking for contestants right now to win tickets for which night are we giving away this time?
Night number two.
Night number two, Imagine Dragons and Interpol, Modest Mouse, No Doubt, Smashing Pumpkins, Tears for Fears, Vance Joy, Alt-J, and Weezer. If you would like to go, you'll have to earn the tickets, and I promise you, this will be painful. 1-800-520-1067. We'll play the game next on K-Rock. I believe when you listen to this show that there's any kind of planning that goes into it, but we actually do have a meeting after the show where we talk for a few minutes about the next day's program. And yesterday we came up with the idea that we were going to do Kevin and Bean Whistle the Hits to give away some acoustic Christmas tickets. And
uh-huh.
Kevin, you protested why. Why did you not think Kevin and Bean Whistle the Hits would be fun?
Because Ralph can whistle, and you can whistle, and Lisa can whistle.
No, I can't whistle.
But then when it gets to me, for some reason I can't whistle, and so the person that is my contestant, they lose because I'm bad.
So
I don't want that
so
on
it's
me.
Not fair.
So you thought it wouldn't be fair. So then our response was, well, no problem then. Let's make it a level playing field. Let's have Kevin whistle all the hits.
Which is exactly the opposite of the idea that I had.
And we were so excited.
I have to do all of them.
So 1-800-520-1067 if you want to win tickets on the floor for night number two of the sold-out 25th annual K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas. Hit it, Steve!
Because you know he's all about that blow, about that blow, no whistle, and all about that hum, no whistle. He's all about the blow and the hum, no whistle, and that's why we play Kevin Blow Hums the Hits.
Special needs!
Special needs!
Special needs!
Special needs!
How dare you!
So Kevin Blow Hums the Hits is what this is called because that's what it sounds like to us when he's attempting to whistle. You're going to be doing what? Songs from the bands that are performing on night number two.
Yes. Do we give the band away?
I think that's too easy if you give the band away. Because some of these bands
whistling.
Are pretty only
all
recognizable
right.
for one or two songs, you know. So I would say no. I would say it's a big hit from a band that's going to be playing on night number two. You just tell us what it is.
There can be repeat bands, too, just so you know.
Okay.
All right, let's start with Richard de Montebello, who is either the luckiest guy in the world or the unluckiest guy in the world. I'm not sure. Richard, is it true this is the third time you've gotten through this week to play a game on the air on the Kevin and Bean Show?
This is 3 days in a row, and let's make hopefully third time's the charm.
All right. So far, obviously, he hasn't won, so listen up. Kevin is going to whistle a song that you'll hear if you win tickets to night number two. You just tell us what it is by title and artist.
Is it No Doubt I'm Just a Girl?
Come on!
Yeah!
Look at that.
Richard, you are halfway home. You are in the drawing to win the tickets. Congratulations. Well done, Kevin.
I
were
really
you practicing
nailed it.
Overnight or something?
No.
That's the best you've ever whistled.
It really is. I hope I do the good for the rest of people, though. I feel bad if anybody loses because of my lack of skill.
Who's our next contestant?
Gabriel in Covina. Hi.
Woohoo! What's up, guys?
Hey, Gabriel.
All right, listen up. You know what you're listening for. Kevin's going to be whistling a song that you'll hear on night number two if you win tickets. We want title and artist for this song. A lot of blow humming.
That is some good use of this equipment.
What do you think there, Gabrielle?
Oh, man. I don't know. I'm going to take a shot in the dark and say Smashing Pumpkins tonight.
Sorry, that was Island in the Sun by Weezer.
Really?
It was supposed to be. That.
Yeah.
It was?
Yes.
Oh, okay. All right. I heard that in my head when I was whistling. John in Ukaipa.
Hi. Good morning, Kevin and Bean. Lisa May.
Good morning, John.
Good luck, John. Listen up. Kevin Blow Hums the Hits.
Can't do better than that.
John, I think I even know that one. What do you think, dude?
I don't even know it, honestly.
Really? Kevin, is it Bullet with Butterfly Wings by Smashing Pumpkins? I think that's on John.
Yep, I think that was pretty
good.
I think
that was on John. I'm sorry.
All right, good.
All right, so far Richard is the only one in the drawing. He is so close to winning those tickets. Let's see if Art can join him, though.
Hey, Art.
What did it do, Kevin and Bean?
What did it do?
All right, I hope I'm not the reason that you don't go, but here we go.
That's Tears for Fears.
Yeah.
Yeah!
Thank you for not making me finish.
All right. Just because this is so much fun, let's do one more. Let's bring a lady into the competition. How about Nikki on line six, please? She's in Huntington Beach. Let's see what she can do with you.
All right. Nikki. Hi there.
Hi.
All right. Good luck with this.
Final contestant. Good luck.
No Doubt.
Yes.
Spiderweb.
Oh. I'm sorry.
Nice try, though, anyway. Thank you so much for listening, and thank you for playing. So it's either going to be Richard, a three-time loser, if he doesn't get it, and Art wins, or Richard will be the winner. Which is it, Lisa?
Holy crap, it's Richard!
Richard!
Yeah, baby!
Congratulations! Woo-hoo. Night two. Thanks for playing this ridiculous game.
He's all about the blow and the hum, no whistle.
Special needs! Special needs! Special needs!
I hear we're going to talk to Beer Mug's mom coming up in about 20 minutes.
We are, yeah, about the Dodgers.
Retroactive abortion?
No. Dodgers.
Oh.
Dodgers.
Oh, Dodgers, yeah. She's apparently, like a lot of Dodger fans, she's more confused than anything with what's going on with just getting rid of all the players. So I'm sure she's got some ideas on how to improve her beloved club. That's coming up here on the Kevin Amici Show. Ralph's got the showbiz beat, but first, how about this weekend, the sold-out 25th annual K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas? How about the people who aren't going to be there, Kevin? What's in it for them?
Here's two things. You listen to the radio, and we're going to do a bunch of interviews with the bands from backstage, from their dressing rooms. We're going to have some people come out to the VIP where we are. It's going to be all night long we're going to be doing that.
And live some live performances.
Some live performances, yeah. Or you can watch it online at krock.com, and you can stream literally every song from every band. Now, occasionally we'll have a band that won't allow us to rebroadcast it, so we have to cut it out. Not this year. Every single band that plays, you'll see every song they play.
That's so cool.
Uncut. And so that starts at 5:30 on Saturday. And then it repeats. You can watch. So let's say you're doing something Saturday night. You can watch it Sunday until the Sunday night show at 5:30. And then we're going to stream the Sunday night show, and that'll be available for 24 hours afterwards as well.
You make it easy.
That is a pretty good deal. And all of these set times are up at krock.com as well. For instance, if you're a huge Fall Out Boy fan, boom, 8:05 Saturday night. Let's say you love my
Hi, this is David Hasselhoff. Well, listen, I wanted to figure out how to get tickets if I get down there.
Well, there's no reason to come down here, but we are continuing to give away tickets throughout the day.
Yeah, but where can I get them? I mean, like, is there...
No. No, you just call in. It's just that you call.
Can I come to your radio station tonight and pick up something, or can I just go down there? Because
no, you don't have to come down. You just have to call in and win the tickets on the radio when we give them away.
Yeah, and where do you think there's rooms at the Marriott available? Do you know?
That's a great question. Yes. It is a busy weekend. I'm not sure if there are rooms at the Marriott or not.
Let's go. Yes.
Let's say yes.
Yeah, there's rooms at the Marriott. Good luck. So the broadcast is at 5:30 each day at krock.com. You can watch the entire thing. 106.7 KROQ is KROQ. It's Kevin and Bean Show. It is 8:55.
Rob is here. Time for another look at the showbiz beat here on a Friday. What's going on?
Ariana Grande. She's the one. She's putting us all on, man. This is a performance art piece. Walking around screaming, water, to her assistant. They have to hand her a bottle of water. And I mean, no child. No, what is she, 8, 9 years old?
I think she's at least 9.
She's 9 years old. No child could be this much of a bitch. This much of a diva. This much unearned entitlement could not be personified by one person. It has to be a gag. It has to be a put-on. It has to be some sort of Christopher Guest-type prank. She's going around screaming water to her assistant. She's a bitch to people. And now we find out that she insists on being carried like a baby everywhere. There's pictures of guys just having to carry her from, like, the stage when she performs to the limo. And on the soundstage when it's raining, there's a guy holding an umbrella and her and carrying her and her Uggs so she doesn't have to walk in the rain. It's madness.
What was it, like 10 feet from the door to her limo?
Yes.
I need that deal.
What the hell's going on? Dave's like, I don't care. I would do it. I'd carry her. Dave, you're part of the problem. Taylor Swift's people are upset with us.
Now what?
We're spending too much attention on her love life.
Oh, F you.
Yes.
Did we write songs about her love life?
Well, no, we didn't, actually. Here's her statement. Taylor Swift is happily single, and it's disappointing that her one birthday request was ignored, that the media back away from her romantic life. Shut up.
I second that.
Oh, my God. I'm so tired. I'm so tired of the people who have all the money and all the fame and all the luxury and all the benefits that come with that. complaining about the minor BS that they have to put up with. Okay, people are fixated on who you're dating. How much of a downside is that compared to the upside? And you need to have everything perfect in your life? Is that the only way you can be happy?
And don't write songs about that if you want them to not focus on that. They're focusing on your songs.
If that's the downside of your world, then have Ariana Grande's people carry you around, because it just couldn't get any better. Madness. All right, let's talk about someone who's been in the trenches, who's earned his fame, who's earned the stripes.
What's up?
That's right. Rick Springfield. Woo! Woo! Rick Springfield! He's back, better than ever. You may remember when he starred in General Hospital as Dr. Noah Drake, as I do.
I do not.
Oh, do you remember his red-hot affair with Bobby Spencer?
I remember
Bobby Spencer.
Oh,
she had Bobby the red hair, right?
Oh, Bobby Spencer. Jackie Zeman.
Yep.
As Bobby Spencer.
I remember.
Deeply involved with Dr. Noah Drake back in the day.
Soap operas. Don't watch any of them. Zero.
Well, he's acting again. He just announced that he has joined the cast of HBO's True Detective, working with Colin Farrell and Rachel McAdams. Rick Springfield. Couldn't be happier. Love me some Rick.
Maybe too much, some would say.
And TLC has announced they are entering the late night talk show gambit. They've got a new show called All About Sex. All right, now I'm interested. TLC will have a late night show up against the other talk shows. This one will be All About Sex, hosted by Margaret Cho.
Wah, wah, wah.
Wait, you were excited 5 seconds ago.
Yeah, it's until I read the Margaret Cho thing. Now my penis won't come out of hiding. Let's join the witness relocation program. She will be joined by another comedian, Heather McDonald. Ooh. She was on that Chelsea show all the time.
Was she?
Yeah. Mm. Marissa Jarrett Winokur.
Yeah.
I believe that is the plus-size actress from Hairspray.
Okay. Do you know if they'll be discussing the
Cincinnati bow tie?
That's the opening episode. First episode is the Cincinnati bow tie. So TLC says the new show will bow on January the 10th, 11 p.m. on TLC. All About Sex with Margaret
Boston.
Cho.
Pancake.
All About Sex with Margaret Cho.
Yeah.
Never has there been more.
That's a sentence that you just can't put together.
More of a battle of words in one sentence, just diametrically opposed to each other. Today's celebrity birthdays. Mayim Bialik is 39 years old today. Jennifer Connelly celebrates her 44th birthday. Game show host Bob Barker is 91. And actor Bill Nighy from one of my favorite Christmas movies, Love Actually, he is 65 years old today. I would ask for the clip, but I don't trust it anymore.
Got it.
What happened last time?
Got it.
Well, how come you had it last time, too?
Didn't know we had it. Have it. Now we know we have it.
All right, here's a little taste of him singing from that movie.
I feel it in my fingers. I feel it in my toes.
What's up?
Christmas is all around me, and so the feeling grows.
Great film. Check it out if you've never seen it. Love Actually. Great Christmas movie. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Congratulations to Don Fuentes of Los Angeles. Just got tickets for both nights of the sold-out 25th annual K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas.
Sweet.
Got it for you at the top of every hour, all day long today. Muggs, you had lunch with your mom yesterday.
Yes.
How'd that go?
She was upset.
Yeah?
Yeah, she was very, very distraught. I saw anger, sadness, and disappointment in her eyes.
Yeah. But what about when she was thinking about the Dodgers?
How dare you, Kevin?
Beer Mug's mom joins us back on the Kevin and Bean Show on K-Rock. Hey, Mama Mugs, how are you?
Hi, good morning. Depressed, angry, fit to be tied.
Here's my question for you, because you're the Dodger fan and you follow the team very, very closely.
Yes,
94 wins does not seem like a terrible season to me. Why are they dismantling the entire club?
Hello, exactly. And as Dave said, but we got this catcher who frames strikes batting, and I said batting 229. Yeah, that's a real improvement in our lineup. And he's also a druggie.
He's a druggie? Wait, what?
Well, he was suspended for 50 games after he batted 309. Uh-huh. In the previous season, Grandel, And he was, you know, shooting up or taking up or eating or whatever he did. I am, you know, I am beside myself with all of this.
Is it possible that they're making moves that might look bad on paper right now but might pay off later?
Kim, for Grendel? I don't think so. I don't know how that improves.
In fairness, the Dodgers threw in $31 million to get rid of him.
Yeah.
Which is odd.
Yeah. I mean, that's you know, like a $10 bill to us.
Yeah.
So, but I mean, look, this guy, this Freeman guy that they brought over from Tampa Bay, the word on him is that he has a great eye for talent and he's a real smart guy. And he's, you know, he's handling a little differently than previous Dodger GMs. He seems to be a money ball guy. He's got metrics. I mean, he's got a formula that he thinks is going to work. I mean, are you at all optimistic that maybe he knows something that you don't because this is his whole life, professional baseball? Maybe you give him the benefit of the doubt, even though if it seems confusing now, you still go with it?
No, I am optimistic that he's going to make a name for himself and go elsewhere, either by his own move or because the top brass wants him out.
But Mama Muggs, did you see the movie Moneyball? I mean, it looked like they were doing ridiculous things, and yet it ended up really doing well for them.
Well, Oakland versus the Dodgers, the most storied baseball team ever? No. I don't see. I don't see it. I don't see it. And they were making trades like crazy in Oakland because they had to. You know, here today, gone tomorrow with their players.
So you'd like to see them spend some of these money and bring in some superstar players. That's what you're waiting for is, hey, we're giving up a lot. We're getting rid of the Hanley Ramirez's and the Herons of the world and the Gordons of the world and the Kemps of the world and people like that. But I'm not seeing any big, big names to come in. That's what you want.
Yeah. Well, we have Grandall. What else can we want? And, yes, no, we need pitching. We need a top star. We need Kemp to fail his physical. That's what we need.
If Kemp fails his
That's my only lasting hope.
That's the only thing you hope for is that he fails his physical so that he has to remain a Dodger?
Right, and Grendel goes back to San Diego where he belongs.
But Mama Muggs. Look, I'm not disagreeing with you. I think you're far more knowledgeable about the Dodgers than I am. You've been a lifelong fan. But haven't you seen hundreds of players play for the Dodgers? And you love them no matter what. These guys that you don't know now are guys that you're going to be passionate about by the All-Star break. Don't you think?
I am still mourning over the trade of Adrian Beltre way back when.
He was a juicer. You're making fun of this catcher. How about Adrian Beltre? The best year he ever had was with the Dodgers when he hit like 48 home runs or something like that because he was all juiced up, and then he quit and then sucked after that.
No, he batted .329 at the end of the year.
Boom.
All right,
boom,
I've been served.
Boom.
Don't want to test her on stats, Bean.
No, Mama Muggs knows what she's talking about.
Mama Muggs.
I'm strong. And
so,
third baseman for years.
Let me ask you this question then. Why don't the Dodgers do the obvious smart thing and just let you handle their drafts?
Well, I think that's absolutely right. I think that I would know more than a 32-year-old. My God, he's just, you know, he's just wet behind the ears and he wants to make a name for himself. And the other guy can never pronounce, pardon me, but I never remember him because I can't pronounce his name.
Okay.
So he will not be a headliner.
All right, what's your prediction? We're running out of time here, Mama Muggs. What's your prediction for how many wins the Dodgers will have this upcoming season? If they had 94 with the squad you loved last year, what are they going to do with this team you hate?
Let's see. With a 36-year-old Rollins as opposed to a 26-year-old D. Gordon and 64 steals, I predict 50 wins.
50?
50? Wow. That's a disaster.
That's a disaster. Rollins can't play shortstop. He can play shortstop, but he can't hit and he can't steal. I mean, Gordon, you look at a ball and he's on first base.
Look, I think everybody gets 80 wins. Every team, no matter how bad they are, gets 80.
You think?
Yes.
All right, we'll see. I think San Diego and Dodgers are going to flip. Dodgers are going to be in last and San Diego will be in first.
Wow.
Okay.
The sky is falling for Mama Muggs.
Oh, my God.
And by the way, I don't think the Giants have gotten any worse in the offseason either.
Well, they lost their third baseman, Pablo.
That's right.
And I don't know if
But he was getting too fat to even come to the ballpark anymore anyway.
He didn't come to the ballpark.
Well, he said he was too fat.
You said he was too fat, Mom.
Oh, he's too fat to come to the ballpark. But everyone loved him. They wore big panda hats.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. All right, they loved him. We're very sad to hear how troubled you are by this, but at least it gives you
talk straight this morning, as you can tell.
No, you're making a lot of sense. You really are. We appreciate your input, but at least it gives you something else to be sad about, other than how disappointed you are in your son.
How dare you, Bean?
Seriously, how much more do we like Muggs' mom than Muggs?
All the amounts.
We love her.
Than Muggs. Oh,
she's awesome. She's awesome.
They're diametrically opposed. You got two ends of the spectrum. You got Muggs' mom and Muggs. It's hard to believe they're from the same gene pool. Maybe he was an abandoned child she found in a basket on her doorstep.
Oh, interesting.
And she raised him just as she would a human baby.
How dare you?
But he was probably 6 or 7. He probably lived in the woods for the first 5 or 6 years.
That's
of his
the
life,
only
right?
explanation I can think of.
Come on.
Him living with feral dogs in a dumpster somewhere. It's the only way to explain how he eats the way he does and doesn't die.
He does
die.
Still have the fur coat that he grew to protect himself in nature, too, which I like.
Yeah.
He hasn't shed that since he came indoors.
He's got the Chumley beard to protect himself from women.
Hey, Ralph is here. What's going on down there at the end of the table, Ralph?
Hey, listen. You put up with a lot listening to this show, and I'd like to give a little something back to 4 of you, at least. How about the Guardians of the Galaxy Blu-ray Combo Pack?
Yay!
This is what it consists of. You get the 3D Blu-ray, the 2D Blu-ray. There's a 1D Blu-ray that you also get. Yes, and a no-D Blu-ray. Blu-ray with no Ds whatsoever. Yes. It's just someone reading you the script. Also, a digital copy of the movie. Just every possible way you can get this movie, you get it in the Blu-ray combo pack. But here's the real deal, Neil. This is what I think really makes this special, is that the director of the film, James Gunn, enormously talented director, who directed Guardians of the Galaxy, he is going to be at Amoeba Records tonight on Sunset, and he will be signing copies of the Blu-ray combo pack. If you win this, you get front-of-the-line access to the James Gunn signing tonight. Get to meet James Gunn and get him to sign your pack for you.
Pretty cool.
So, if you're a fan of Guardians of the Galaxy, and who wasn't really? Everyone loved this film. 1-800-520-1067 is the number to call, and you will win if you get through. If you don't get through, you don't get nothing.
Kevin, I mean, listener Matt had a great idea. I think he's commenting on Muggs' mom's voice.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
He's recommending a new segment idea where Muggs' mom and Kat's mom discuss emotionally charged topics.
Oh, be the best. Mom talk.
You'd love to hear that?
Send me some pictures.
I feel like I wouldn't ever be able to hear anything again, though, after one time.
Mama Muggs, how do you feel about that? I'm melting here.
A little harsh.
This is the worst summer ever.
Ever. Send me pictures, Mama Muggs. What's wrong with your Dodgers?
We got to make that happen.
It's awesome.
I think we just did. Tonight at the Improv on Melrose, Kevin Smith and I, we return with our hilarious patented Hollywood Babylon show. 10 p.m. tonight at the Improv on Melrose. You get your tickets at improv.com. And at 8 o'clock, we're doing the final installment of Batman 66 Meet the Green Hornet in our Comic-Con theater. Well, we perform the comic book live on stage along with the help of some audience members who also get a chance to act. And everybody gets an autographed copy of the comic book as well. So,
speaking of no,
big doings. Big doings tonight at 8 p.m. and 10 p.m. at the Improv on Melrose. We'd love to have you come join
us. Mitt Romney says no.
Well, Mitt Romney won't be there.
Ralph Garman just said no. What about that guy?
He's a smart kid. Huh. Ariana Grande.
Love it.
Needs to be carried everywhere. Insists on being carried like baby when she's too tired to walk.
You can't quote that one. You can't quote
it's
that one.
It's in the article right here.
But you can't say the F word.
Oh. What the heck?
Yeah, you can say what the says. But then you got to leave out the F word.
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
Is she worried that she'll wear her feet out if they get too much, wear too much tread down from walking?
She has hooves. That's the problem.
Oh, I see.
She's afraid that that she'll get horse toe.
Okay. Is horse toe a thing?
Nope. I don't know why she won't walk. I'm guessing she's lazy and entitled and spoiled and rich and famous.
But a lot of people are, and Keanu Reeves doesn't ask people to carry them him around.
Yeah, a lot of people do that, and they can still walk. Yeah. Odd.
And she's young and healthy, to the best of my knowledge.
Right.
She doesn't have muscular dystrophy or spina bifida or anything, right? She can still get around.
Healthy.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. So really no excuse for not walking. Man.
She's a bitch.
These are the end times. You know, I feel bad for Tori Spelling's stepson, Jack, the son of Dean McDermott. He is campaigning now to have the family's reality show canceled.
Oh.
He says he just can't take it anymore. This kid went to Twitter and said, having to hear about my family falling apart every week is torture. For the kids, for me, for this family, end the chaos. End True Tori, which is the name of her reality show.
Wow.
That guy's got real problems. No one's carrying him around.
He has to walk. He's walking.
And his stepmom is Tori Spelling, who's just a hot mess. And his dad is no better.
Yeah.
And then you got to watch it all unfold on television.
How old is this kid, Ralph?
He does not say how old Jack is, but he's wise beyond his years, however old he is.
Old enough to know that this show is wrong.
Old enough to know this family is just profoundly effed up, and it shouldn't have to be paraded in front of the world on television.
It is funny that you look at shows like that, and you think of it like in non-family terms. Like somebody's related to all of those people on all of those reality shows.
Yeah.
Must suck.
And speaking of reality shows, this is a funny story. Star Magazine has a photograph of one of the Real Housewives of Orange County. A woman named Vicki Gunvalson. I don't watch the show, so I'm not familiar with Vicki. But I do know that she was very proud of the fact that she got given a Christmas present by Bravo, the network that shows her TV show. It was a set of Beats by Dre headphones.
Mm-hmm.
And they were still in the package. She was very proud of them, and she was going to show them off to all her friends. So she took a photo of it to put it up on Instagram and Twitter. Here's the thing. The box is black, and right. It's still in the plastic. So it acted pretty much like a mirror.
Uh-oh.
And Vicki was in the nude when she took
the
picture. Then she posted it everywhere. And you don't even have to try to look to see the fact she is holding up her phone to her face, and she is just butt-ass naked.
Couldn't she see that?
I guess she couldn't. I guess she just took it and posted it.
That's so weird.
And now it's a thing, and everyone's talking about her and mocking her on the interwebs. So
I think there are...
It's not hard to find the picture if you want to check it out.
There are websites, Ralph, that just do nothing but compile photos where naked people are shown in
accidentally nude
of mirrors or surfaces. Yeah, that's very funny.
Yeah, it was a completely boneheaded maneuver.
That's pretty awesome.
Beer mug furiously looking for it, and of course... Can't see it. What's that? What is that? Yeah, that's it. That's the photo there.
That's unbelievable.
Yeah.
That is unbelievable.
It's just, they have enhanced this version of it. So that they've beefed up the reflection, but that sure is her.
Huh.
Yeah.
Huh.
Today's celebrity birthdays, Mayim Bialik. Used to be known as Blossom back in the day. She was also in a feature film called Beaches. I don't know if you know that or not.
She
played a young Bette Midler.
Okay.
That was her first big break. Hmm. Now look at her, all big banging all over the place with her theory. She's 39 years old. Jennifer Connelly, the lovely and talented, is just 44 years old. Seems like Jennifer Connelly has been famous forever, doesn't it?
Does.
She's just been a wildly successful actress.
She's an Oscar winner, too, if I recall correctly.
I believe you're right. Bill Nighy, can't get enough of him. One of my favorite actors. He, of course, was Davy Jones in the Pirates of the Caribbean film and Love Actually, and he was in Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, and just a great actor, 65 years old. Bob Barker, former game show host, used to host a little show called The Price is Right. He's 91 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman, and I walk the showbiz beat.
Thank you, Ralph. Of course, you can win tickets to both nights of the sold-out 25th annual K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas today until 5.
Then it's all over, right?
Then winning the tickets is over. The show is tomorrow night.
That's what I meant. I didn't mean the show is over.
And the second show is Sunday night, and we're going to broadcast live at 5, and you can watch it at krock.com starting at 5:30.
I won't be there on Sunday at 5.
Why? Eagles?
I might be a little late.
Eagles.
Kickoff's not until 5:30.
Yeah, but what if you're already way down?
By kickoff?
I'm going to like the
football game starts at 5:30.
What if you're already down, though, then?
I'm telling you, that probably won't happen. Okay. It'll probably be 0-0 at the beginning of the game.
I'll do my impression of you.
Oh, good.
Don't bogart the joint, my friend.
Can I hear a little of that?
Nope.
pass it over to me.
No, we got time. We'd all like to hear a little bit of that, Kevin. Please.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend.
Man of a thousand voices.
Pass it over to me.
No! No!
Roll another one.
Yes, I'm gay.
Just like the other one. This one seems to be about queer.
Suck my third nipple, bitch.
And I need another hit.
Terrorist, you know, situation.
Just like the other one.
I don't have no idea.
This one seems to be about ten.
And he's got a wooden hand, if I remember correctly.
I don't have another.
Santa doesn't come to little Jewish children's houses.
It's pretty outrageous.
Just pass it around.
I don't want your damn lemons.
I loved McHale's Neighbor.
Shutting down this perverted place for good.
I'm sure it's not up to your standards, but Kevin seemed to enjoy it.
Best luck, you people in Seattle, Washington. Be prepared for a major storm on Tuesday. Take care, stay safe. Don't get caught in a major storm. Stay dry and be safe. Make sure to drink lots of green tea, white tea, red tea. Drink lots of green tea to keep you warm. Be safe and stay safe.
This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Bye, you guys.
Are we done?
Yes, we are.